Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about if we add leaven to our unleavened bread from above by our good works, our good ideas, our plans, our doctrines, anything, if we add anything to Christ, we will ultimately infect and corrupt our entire life in Christ. Let me say that again, that is important. If we add anything to Christ, we will ultimately infect and corrupt our entire life in Christ. Sadly, few Christians even care about this today. In fact, we are all so used to eating the corrupted leavened bread of one kind or another that we think that it is the unleavened bread of purity and truth. In other words, we do not even know what kind of bread we are taking into our lives. We are that so deceived, or perhaps we are one who deliberately eats corrupt bread and offers it to others, all in the name of love or tolerance. Well, that kind of love is leaven, my friend. We are no one's friend if we offer them another Christ, if we offer them another gospel. The church is full, now that's in quotations, the church is full of people today who know not the living bread, but say they do, and they persuade others that they do. They, you know, they take verses from the Bible and twist them to their shame to convince feeble-minded but well-intended people that they do. Sadly, this is repeated and repeated again and again to the point that no one knows the truth. You know, you can eat bad food every day, even to the point of making you sick, but if you continue to eat that bad food, it will begin to taste okay. This is the same principle with truth. We can dumb down and twist truth till, you know, the lie becomes accepted. You know, if you tell a lie with a passion over and over to well-intended but gullible people, it will soon become the truth to them. Few people even care about this today. In fact, we are also, you know, so used to eating this corrupt leavened bread of one kind or another that we think that it is the unleavened bread of truth and purity. We are that deceived. Or perhaps there's one who deliberately eats the corrupt bread and offers it to others. Now, if Jesus is the living bread, and he is, which came down from heaven, and he did, then obviously if we try to add or mix in with him that which is of this earth, we are bringing corruption to him. Remember, leaven puffs up. Let me say that again. Leaven puffs up. Leaven is anything that makes us bigger and makes Jesus smaller. Let me say that again. Leaven is anything that makes us bigger and makes Jesus smaller. It is anything, and I mean anything. Our good ideas, our sincerity, our intelligence, our dedication and commitment, all to reach a certain end outside of Christ. Make no mistake, my friend, and no question about it, when this is done, it is not called corruption by the religious folks. Oh no, it will be called good and it will be called godly, but it is not. The new birth itself has for the last 2,000 years been dragged down into the natural realm and redefined. Let me say that again. This is so important. The new birth, being birthed from above itself, has been for the last 2,000 years been dragged down into the natural realm and redefined. I really believe, you know, what we call the church, and that's in quotations today, is light years away from what God intended in the book of Acts. About chapter 3 and on, the disciples really got off track, and the longer you go off track, the further and further you get off track. Through the decades that follow, God tried getting his people back on track, but no, traditions and religion and all of these rituals always seem to overcome reality and truth in the masses of the people. Instead of receiving from above, people read descriptions in the Bible as to what a Christian is supposed to be, and then they try to perform accordingly. We do this not as the result of being born from above, but in an attempt to act like what we are. Wow. And sadly, most Christians do not even realize what they are doing. For example, all of this has a tendency of using our emotions as a substitute for the Spirit of Christ. Let me say that again. All of us seem to have a tendency of using our emotions as a substitute for the Spirit of Christ. We still think that the Spirit is something we are supposed to feel emotionally. We hear it all of the time. We hear, "I feel a strong anointing in this room." And then what is taught? Well, that is supposed to be from that strong anointing is open and terrible heresy. Or we honor God in a worshipful service with demonstrative tears and raise our hands, but perhaps our heart is so far from Him. The music got us there usually in that case. Many of us, knowing we must have faith, try to generate faith. It is something good feeling or by talking ourselves up into a point of faith. But no, my friend, this will never work. This must and more is nothing more than our natural man substituting some aspect of our makeup for how we think we ought to act. Now, I'm not saying that our time in our true spiritual life happens to the disregard of our natural man. Oh no, heavens no. But I am saying that it is possible that rather than react to Christ, we can just bypass Him and make our flesh all the way that we think we ought to act. This is not what God wants. Oh no, He does not want us to merely act like Christians. Rather, He wants us to be fully open and honest to Him. And then out of our sincerity and truth, He wants us to be alive and be alive in Him and in Christ. I hope you're not misunderstanding me here when I say this, that God would rather have us, now listen, would rather have us stumble and confess than He would have us put on a big act because we think this is what we need to do for Him. A confessed failure is better than a false success. Let me say that again. A confessed failure is better than a false success. And sadly, many Christians fake it. They fake their walk with God instead of allowing God free reign in their lives through His dealings and His judgments to make them the son or the daughter God desires them to become. Most Christians today want to do something for God, go to the ends of the earth to save the heathens, but no, God wants us to become something in Him. Us in Him as a real Christian, then God can begin to go after all of those areas in our lives that are so displeasing to Him. Our walk with the Lord is not so much working for God, but is becoming the work and working and being worked on by God. Let me say that again. Our walk with the Lord is not so much working for God, but being worked on by God. Wow. Next week, which will probably be our last installment on the Living Bread, I'd like to go a little deeper on this and on these thoughts and to share that with you. Most Christians live in a hope and a prayer, and they hope they know God, and they hope they know what they're doing, and they pray that they know God and stuff, but that's not what God wants us to have. He does not want us to have a hope and a prayer. God wants us to know what we're doing is right. God wants us to know that we know Him and the power of His resurrection. God wants us to know, not hope and pray about it, but God wants us to know. And we can, my friend, when we allow God to work in our life and take us through in some of His dealing and judgments in our life, then we will become to know that God wants us, and we will know that God is with us, and we will know the things that we need to know about God is true. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you then. God bless. Bye.